The Crow. Out of my open bedroom window rests a black crow, perched upon a branch of its favorite often visited tree. I watch this bird off my balcony, and I remember one such bird before. Down below in the grass of the park, as that crow turned its ear toward the ground, listening for that proximal wiggle of a nearby unsuspecting worm, burrowing up through the green-laden soil, and that crow above it, with its black beak nearly closed, its ebony, feathery wings tucked closely to its body, the blackbird quickly pecks into the soft ground, capturing the wriggly worm, its morning meal. All within the moist morning dew and wet emerald-colored grass, and I ask myself, have I seen this bird before? Was it the self-same bird that pecked for bugs and clumps of moss in my gutter? It disturbed my early morning sleep with that moss it brought down from atop my steep concrete tile roof. There were no arrests for that bird, darn it. Now it rests on the nearby tree, looking, albeit glaringly, at me, making the all-too-familiar sound, caw, 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 as if to say a mocking, ha, ha, ha. The crows rarely, barely notice life is so easy. It survives with ease. If only we could do as well by instinct like the crow does, simply as we please.